Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
I want to talk about the blessing of peace. The blessing of peace. Boy, people are under, they're under panic attacks, they're under anxiety, they're financial anxiety, there's emotional anxiety, there's relationship anxiety, there's the sickness and disease anxiety, and we don't know who to believe. So let's believe God, right? We don't know who to believe. Do we believe this scientist that says, oh, this thing is harmless, we're past that? Or do we believe this scientist who says, oh, second wave, and you know, all the uptick in cases, and is that because we're doing more testing, or is that because people are just getting more infected? God help us to try to, that's not our battle to try to figure that stuff out. Our battle is to believe the promises of God, to believe the promise of healing, to believe the promise of provision, to believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he knew coronavirus was down in eons later. He knew that your finances were going to be an issue. He knew that your job situation would be an issue. He knew that people were going to be under anxiety and depression. He knew all that. So he's already prepared for that. He's already made provision for that. God knows what we need before we even ask. So please know that what our mission is, what our responsibility as believers is to believe, okay? It's to believe. And I think about this all the time that, you know, we struggle so much with the things that worry us and the things that weigh us down, the heaviness. God says, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Here's what I found during the pandemic. And this was true in my life before that, but I didn't understand it as much. I didn't see it as much. But I just realized, wow, not in a hurry. Wow, God is faithful. Wow, we can hear God's voice in the toughest times. That our assignment from God is to believe. That it's so easy to get caught up in politics and to get caught up in scientists and get caught up in the panic of the day, the anxiety of the hour. But boy, when we lock into faith in the provision of God, faith in the promises of God, there's so much peace that comes. There's so much peace. And God has shown me that, man, we need each other. We need the church. We need the church. We need one another, and we are the church, and we need one another because the Bible says when one member is honored, the whole body is honored. When one member suffers, the whole body suffers. We're one. We're one in the Spirit. We're one in Christ. So that's for whoever. It doesn't matter what color you are, what age you are, what social status you've had, financial status. God has made a covenant of peace with us, a covenant of peace. I want to read the scripture in Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Well, there's so much in this. Just meditate on that, will you? Because it's so rich. We don't have time to break all this down. And so it's so good. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed. So he compares his kindness and his covenant of peace to mountains and hills. Now, mountains and hills, in our natural ability, they are not easy to move. Now, with the proper, you know, equipment, you can move mountains and hills. You can move hills. You can't really move a mountain. You can by faith, but a bulldozer can't move a mountain. But he compares the almost immovable characteristic of a mountain and the almost immovable characteristic of a hill. God says, those are going to be moved. They are going to depart. Mountains are going to depart. And an almost immovable mountain is going to depart. an almost immovable hill is going to be removed. So you see, the comparison is to something that can barely be moved at all, mountains and hills, to something that cannot be moved at all, which is his peace, his covenant of peace, and his kindness and his covenant of peace. You think about it. How easy is it to move a mountain physically? You can dig into it. You can pull, you can blow dynamite into it, and you can affect some of the mountain. But man, those mountains aren't moving. Now, do we have faith to speak to the mountain, be removed? Yes. But I haven't seen anybody do that to a physical mountain. Like, I haven't seen anybody do that to Mount Kilimanjaro in my lifetime. I haven't seen anybody move Mount Everest in my lifetime. The point is, mountains are not moved, but they're going to be removed. Physical mountains that are real mountains. Okay, you got me? They are not going to be removed in the natural. They are not going to depart in the natural. But God says mountains are going to depart and hills are going to be removed, but my kindness shall not depart you from you. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed. You guys getting this? Like, you have mountains in your life. I get it. I get it, guys. We move the mountains by faith. I get it. I know that verse. You know that verse. I know that verse. We're on the same page. I'm talking about no one that I know has moved Mount Etna on the island of Sicily. No one that I know has actually moved that mountain. You move the mountain of sickness, you move the mountain of fear, you move the mountains of anxiety. I get that. But he's trying to make a comparison here. Wow. What is almost immovable, what is almost immovable, mountains and hills, they're going to be moved and removed and depart, but God's kindness and covenant of peace will not be moved. Did you know that God has made an unbreakable covenant with you that has been sealed by the blood of Jesus? That means that no matter what happens in this world, no matter what anyone does to you, and no matter what you've done in your life, God will back up his oath, sworn in blood to protect you, sworn in blood to be kind to you, and sworn in blood to give you peace, which means shalom, comes from the Hebrew word shalom, which means complete health, deliverance, and prosperity, and victory. That's what peace is in the Bible. Peace isn't just this. Peace, brother, that's not peace in the Bible. Peace in the Bible is shalom, prosperity, wholeness, nothing's missing, total provision, total victory. And that's a covenant that God has made with us. And that covenant of peace cannot be removed. And that mercy and that kindness cannot and will not stop. I pray you get this in Jesus' name. Hey, I love you guys. I'm going to wrap up here and let you get back to your day. Maybe I'll shoot you guys a little message later. Look for some of what we're announcing and what we're doing on our lifechangerschurch.com page. Look for me on Facebook Live and on my Facebook page, my Instagram page. And I want us to speak the word together. I want us to speak blessing together. Are you ready? Let's speak the blessing over each other. I want us to connect together, and let's stay connected, because one thing that God has shown us in this pandemic is that it's not how we connect, it's that we connect. That is so essential. And we're connecting through our daily bread. We're connecting through our Sunday and Wednesday services. I'll see you Sunday. I'll see you tomorrow too on daily bread. But I'll see you Sunday for our worship services. It's going to blow your mind. So get ready for God to speak to you something powerful, powerful, powerful in your life. For those of you who believe in prayer, I know we all believe in prayer, but we need to use prayer effectively. So remember your authority when you pray for something. Don't pray out of fear. Don't pray out of just hoping that maybe God will do something. Pray in faith. Pray believing that what you ask for, receive it by faith the moment you ask for it, and it shall be done. And let's stay connected. Let's honor the Lord together, and let's speak the word and bless each other. Ready? Say this. Say in the name of Jesus, I bless everyone on this webcast right now. I bless them. I activate the blessing of peace, the covenant of peace, the kindness of God. I activate and bless them. I bless this family with supernatural peace. I bless this family and activate the kindness of God towards one another. I bless this family and I activate the goodness and the mercy of God. I activate the shalom of God, prosperity, health, victory in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. Thanks for being faithful and joining me on here. And I'll see you next time. And I absolutely will continue this daily bread. God bless.